How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 278. The post I'm going to connect this episode to was originally titled Triple F and an Awesome Announcement, posted on July 24th, 2015. Now, I'd gotten an edit out the door as far as that goes, and I was going to get more writing done, of course, trying to adjust to my new internet setup, having to be able to do everything so much faster, which was weird to me at the time, but it's not anymore. But in addition to the prompt from that week, I had actually at that point posted 250 posts on the blog that this podcast is connected to, Fiction and Copy Decoded, which was a milestone in itself that I did enjoy. It's like you really don't think or know how far things are going to go once you get started, because it's gotten to the point now where things are just shy right now in another probably week or two of post 2,150, which is another shocker, rather a shock to me. That'll probably be coming up in the next about 3 weeks here or so. But anyway, that's a shocker to me as well with that. But of course, I also had a prompt, but I did thank readers, and as you're a listener, no matter if you're new or you're returning, I thank you as well, because I wouldn't be here without that support. And you just tuning in, listening, reading, all that stuff. So I appreciate it. And I also want to make sure, as cliche as it might seem, that you know that's realized and appreciated. And that you realize that regardless of how many times I do say it. And I know I probably don't say it enough, but anyway. All right, so. one of my writer friends, suggested I actually get a book to celebrate the 100th post, which was way before this. I didn't actually do that. But I did request a book to have shipped to me to celebrate the 250th post from way back. writers buying books, or people who are interested in words buying books, that's highly unusual, right? Nobody's ever heard of any writer buying a book before. Ha. But I've done a lot of prompts and a lot of posts about books, about reading, and what have you, and so on, generally. So my prompt for that week, which I'll give to you now, is something shakes up in your character's day-to-day life. It's a big part, but to others it seems like no big deal. What is it and what happens next? All right, so this is quite general because we have one tiny plot point, a little bit of perspective from other characters in the story. There's no plot, there's no setting, there's almost nothing else we know about the character. Right, that's the clay and you get to sculpt. It's like, okay. Pick the gender or other character background, pick your setting, and then just go. You can just go with that. All right, so what if we have a woman who has a favorite coffee shop? The coffee shop's closed down. All she's ever done there is get coffee once a week on Friday. That's all right. So why did she go there? It's like, all right, so were they the only place in town who actually brewed correctly and didn't burn the beans? Like, what does she do? What does she do now? Will she raise funding to get it reopened? Will she persuade the bank to try not to foreclose or get them more time? Like, what will she do? And is she successful? Does she want to do that? Is she successful in doing that? Or maybe a robot who gets a tune-up from an engineer prefers a certain engineer because he doesn't get the inner workings as dirty when he's poking around cleaning stuff. What if that engineer gets sick? Was he paired with the engineer who built him so that engineer could clean him? why does it matter to this particular bot what engineer he gets? Or maybe a guy breaks a lace on a custom shoe and doesn't or can't replace it. Were they specially made shoes for a particular condition nobody knows he has? Or were they an invention prototype? And he's got one more day before he meets with potential investors. And then what happens now? And is this more than about just a shoelace? What is hanging on this investor meeting? Is it just a routine meeting? Or is it like the last two or three meetings he's got this week before he just gives up? You can go with something like that, any aspect of that as well. Because that's also all up to you to decide. All right, so August 2015 was looming at that time. Of course, July had been hot. Most of the time, July is hot. But anyway, that was the end of it. And that was an interesting thing for me to highlight and celebrate because I really didn't know. Like I said, you really don't know how far things are going to go once you first start out with them. And it's interesting to see where things end up and where they continue to go in the future. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.